Hey friends, welcome back to Kid Short Stories. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the family. My name is Mr. Jim. My wife and my whole family, we live in South Carolina, and we love turning your ideas into awesome adventures. You see, parents, you guys send in ideas, and then we turn them into a really fun story every single day. So you are not going to want to miss any of these episodes, so make sure that you click follow. Are you ready for part two of this adventure? Me too! Let's go! As Katrina and Hanny both stared at each other, they both realized, without even saying it out loud, that if it's completely dark at night with no moonlight, the purple ninjas are going to be able to steal a lot of things. Katrina, what should we do first? Asked Hanny. Pretty sure it's obvious. We need to get our jetpacks. We need to fly up really high as close as we can towards the moon to figure out where it's gone. Has it really disappeared, or is there something else going on? They both explained to their families that they needed to go and save the world. And their families understood that the importance of being on the spy team and always needing to be ready to jump to the next mission. They strapped on their jetpacks, waved goodbye, and off they blasted. As they were flying higher and higher and higher, Katrina and Hanny their minds were racing, trying to figure out how to solve this mystery of where is all the moonlight gone? And then out of nowhere, smack! Ouch! What happened, Katrina? Are you okay? Shouted Hanny. I don't know. I got slapped in the face. Did you throw something at me? Shouted Katrina as she was holding onto her cheek. No, hold on. Let me turn around and take a look. Hanny blasted her jetpack over towards Katrina to take a closer look and see. Wow, yeah, you did get slapped right on the face with something. There's kind of some scratches there too, said Hanny.
Hey, you two better watch where you're flying. You just ran right into me.
What was that? Said Katrina. As they both turned around, they saw a tiny little bat flying right next to them, and it looked very dizzy.
What are you talking about? Me slapping you? You smacked me really hard.
Oh my, we're so sorry, little bat, said Hanny. We're in a hurry because we were trying to go figure out why the moonlight has disappeared, and...
Oh, I know the answer to that question.
You do? Shouted Katrina in shock.
Yes, this very stinky doctor told us that me and all my friends are the other bats. They would give us unlimited bugs to eat if we went and flew over by the moon.
Did you say stinky doctor? Asked Hanny.
Yes, his breath smells terrible.
Katrina and Hanny couldn't believe what they were hearing. Wait a second. So he told you that they would give you and your friends unlimited bugs to eat as long as you flew over by the moon? How many of you are there?
Well, there's, I don't know, a couple thousand million of us.
A couple thousand million? Ooh, that's a big number, shouted Katrina. They're the ones that are blocking the moonlight, said Hanny. See, if there's really that many bats, I wonder if they could fly up there and create almost like a wall of bats flying around and blocking the moonlight. It's almost like a big cloud. Well, little bat, we have some bad news to tell you, said Katrina.
Bad news? I don't like bad news,
said the bat. Well, first, what is your name?
My name is Bat-Lew.
Bat-You? Oh, hi, Bat-You. My name is Katrina, and this is my friend Hanny, and we're both on the spy team. And I think we're going to need your help to tell all your friends to not block the moonlight anymore.
What are you talking about? But we get free bugs.
Yes, I know you get free bugs, but when they're blocking the moonlight, they're trying to steal a whole bunch of stuff in the darkness.
Steal a whole bunch of stuff? They didn't say anything about them stealing things. That makes me a little angry. I don't like lies.
Yeah, me neither. I don't like lies either. So we gotta tell your friends the truth so that they know that they're just a part of an evil plan of an evil doctor.
Let's go get them! Do-do-do-do!
As Katrina and Hanny now followed behind their new bat friend, Bat-U, they flew higher and higher, past all the clouds, high enough all the way towards outer space, which is where the moon lives. And it's then that they saw it.
Wow, look at all those bats, shouted Hanny. How in the world are we gonna tell thousands of millions of bats about all this?
Oh, that's easy. You see, we talk to each other. Just hold on a second.
And just then, Bat-U started chirping in a way that, I don't know what was going on, but every single bat could hear him. And as they were flying together in one ginormous cloud blocking the moonlight, Bat-U's message got through to all the bats, and they flew away from the moon and back towards their homes on planet Earth. Katrina and Hanny hugged, which was kind of hard to hug when you both have jetpacks and you're flying. It's kind of tricky. But they did kind of hug. Oh, we did it. Now let's get back to our campsite and finish our awesome camping night with our families, said Katrina.
Can I come?
Sure, you can come with. Come on. These three friends all flew back to the campsite with the helpful glow of this moonlight that was no longer being blocked by thousands of millions of bats. But meanwhile, somewhere else on planet Earth, there were some purple ninjas trying to steal some ice cream.
Hey, can somebody help me carry all these tubs of ice cream to the truck?
Yeah, I'm coming, Steve. Wait, hold on, Steve? Why can't I see my fingers? I thought it was supposed to be dark right now, and all of a sudden, I can see my fingers! Something's wrong!
What do you mean you can... Oh dear, I can see my fingers too, and... Uh-oh, there's the moon! We gotta get out of here! Something bad happened!
The purple ninjas took off running because they were not able to steal that ice cream. With the moon's glow, they were hoping for it to be completely dark. But thanks to Katrina, Hanny, and their new friend Bat-U, they saved the day. Whew! Now our knights are safe again, protected by the glow of the moon that will save all of our ice cream from those sneaky purple ninjas. The end. Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Yash from Mumbai, Liam from Australia, Jackson from South Carolina, Sully from Virginia, Connor from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Nell from Chicago, Illinois, Aubrey from British Columbia, Isla from Washington, D.C., and Cooper from Portland, Oregon. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family. And on the spy team, we could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!